Okay. And if the boy comes home with some lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say it, say, aha, you've been...
Making out?
Making kissing out. Her. Okay. If he asks the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want to, what would you say she did to him? She
stood him up?
Stood him up or anything else?
Let him on?
Maybe turned him down?
Turned him down.
But if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got...
married?
Okay. What about at a wedding? What do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Bride's man.
Okay. Any old terms or for that you've heard maybe? Mm-hmm. Okay. What about after a wedding? Sometimes some people might gather around the couple's home after they've left the church and gone home, and they just gather around and just make a noise and a ruckus and all like that. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Only thing I know of is the reception afterwards, and yeah. Sometimes we either get around and drink booze or something. So anyway, that figured out.
Have you ever heard the term of chivalry or serenade, something like that?
I've heard serenade, but not in that sense.
Okay. What if you had been in Atlanta, and while you were there, you had you saw somebody that I knew, and you were telling me about it afterwards? You say, well, I saw him...
In Atlanta?
Just in Atlanta. Uh-huh. Would you ever say, I saw him over in Atlanta?
Possibility. It's a possibility I might say I saw him over in Atlanta. I saw him in... Well, no. Generally, no. I would say I saw him in Atlanta.
All right. What about Montgomery? Same thing. I saw him in Montgomery. Would you ever say I saw him up in Montgomery?
No. I think... now, if I... Being here, and I just left Ohio, I might say I saw him up in Ohio.
So distance might make a difference?
Distance might make a difference, right?
Okay.
Either the position of the states where I'm talking about,
Okay.
If it was down in Florida, I saw him down in Florida.
Okay, let's say that a family named the Browns lived just a few houses away from you, and you were, and I were asking you about a particular person, and you wanted to tell me that he lives with the Browns. You'd say, oh, he's
living with the Browns?
Okay, would you ever say he's down at the Browns?
Yeah.
Or up at the Browns? Okay, and again, let's say if the Browns live across town, would you ever say he just lives with the Browns?
Right. Okay. That is used quite a bit though. Mm-hmm. He's up at the house.
Yeah.
He's over at the Browns. He's down to Sue's house. Or whatever. He's, I think that would have been now.
Okay. All right. If a party was going on and there were a good many people there and they started making a little bit more noise and carrying on more than they should, somebody calls the police and the police get there. They don't arrest just one person. They arrested the
group.
Okay. Would you ever say the whole group?
Possibility to be emphatic, to be more emphatic about the situation. Yeah.
Okay. Is there another word that you might use instead of group there? Instead of the whole group, maybe the
crowd?
Okay. And at parties especially, what do couples like to do to the music? They like to...
Dance.
Okay. What about some different types of dances that you know about?
Jitterbug, holly golly, dog. Foxtrot, Charleston, Mambo, Tango, Rumba.